back to the sleep disorder piece of what you were discussing with a child with obstructive sleep apnea who also has FA, is there anything treatment-wise that should differ from the general population as to how they, the respiratory group that he sees treats?
Not that I know of. The incidence of sleep apnea, according to the Australians, is elevated in FA.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he really struggles to, and maybe this is just an ongoing thing for every patient, to deal with the mask and the pressure. It's really...
I was just discussing that our son was recently diagnosed with the obstructive sleep apnea. I went into the test fully expecting, oh, this is just a box to check what the clinic wants him to get tested for. And he does have that severe obstructive sleep apnea. So I was just wondering if having FA as well, there was any different treatment other than the traditional mask at night with the air pressure that he should receive. And it sounds like we're doing the right thing. So.
Anybody else?
Oh, one little, in terms of sleep problems, if you're taking idebenone, some of the FAers, if you take it late in the evening, it will interrupt your sleep also. So you want to set it back to mealtime or whatever. A number of families have reported that on the list. So.
And you're supposed to be taking it with food.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah.
Anything else? It's almost 5, which is the time that we're supposed to be done, so it's last opportunity if you got any other questions. If not, with
that around, so find me.